Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 434 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, giving day. I know the man's name was Mr. Dalton. When I saw Mr. Frank coming towards the factory Saturday morning, he had on his raincoat and his usual suit of clothes and an umbrella. Up to Christmas, I used to run the elevator. Then they put me on the fourth floor to clean up. I cleaned up twice a week on the first floor under Mr. Holloway's directions. The lady I saw in Mr. Frank's office Thanksgiving Day was a tall-built lady, heavyweight. She was nice-looking. She had on a blue-looking dress with white dots on it and a graying-looking coat with kind of tails to it. The coat was open like that, and she had on white slippers and stockings. On Thanksgiving Day, Mr. Frank told me to come to his office. I have never seen any cot or bed down in the basement. I refused to write for the police the first time. I told them I couldn't write. Cross-examination. I am 27 years old. The last job I had was working for Dr. Palmer. I worked for him a year and a half. I worked before that for Orr Stationery Company for 3 or 4 months. Before that, I worked for S.S. Gordon. Before that, I worked for Adams Woodward and Dr. Honeywell. Got my first job 11 years ago with Mr. S.M. Truitt. Next job was with W.S. Coates. I can't spell his name. I can't read and write good. I can't read the newspapers good. No, sir, I don't read the newspaper. I never do. I have tried, but I found I couldn't, and I quit. I can't read a paper right through. I can't go right straight down through the page. And that's the reason I don't read newspapers. I can't get any sense out of them. There is some little letters like dis and dat that I can read. The other things I don't understand. No, I can't spell dis and dat. Yes, I can spell school. I can't spell collar. I can spell shirts. I can spell shoes and hat. I spell cat with